Greetings. Welcome to today's program, This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. June 10th, 2026, Wednesday. Programs archived on thispresenttruth.com. Recently, I have on the site, there are two sections, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site, and also This Present Truth site. I have posted programs on the Olive Tree site recently, and I jumped from This Present Truth to the Olive Tree programs. Now I'm back to This Present Truth, so you can switch back and forth. We have been working on a Rumble channel. Shortly, God willing, we'll have will be on Rumble under thispresenttruth.com under the it'd be rumble.com and then to This Present Truth section. I'm going to begin my last program on This Present Truth. I discussed the Thucydides trap, which is an emerging power that is about to replace an existing power, China and the United States. During Trump's visit to Beijing, Xi Jinping did mention that, if possible, the United States and China can work out a easy a way where they can, we can as countries, move, China will be able to move gently into becoming the hegemon of the world, and that the United States really, you know, we can coexist, but China's objectives is to replace America's dominance. Trump didn't take it too well. Xi is reaching for the stars. China will never, according to the Bible, China will never, ever be the world hegemon. The United States, we are in the final years of our international, you might say, rule. But America, our time as world ruler, leader, is coming to an end. Donald Trump has kept one promise: to make America great. And he has made America great. But it will be become still more powerful. But eventually, Donald Trump will hand over the keys of this kingdom to the next administration. You could say it would be a democratic system. It'd be turned over, placed in the hands of what we would term Democrats, but it really won't be Democrats. It will be placed into the hands of the dark, ruling system, deep state, shadow government, hidden government, that has pretty much ruled this country from its inception. I'm taking my time. Also, before I continue, you can also contact me. The website, thispresenttruth.com, two sections. Again, This Present Truth site, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site. Also, my mailing address, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Donald Trump, this individual, we have those in this country that have hated him from the time of his first election, first presidency. Democrat, rhino. Also, the ruling families of this country that have ruled this country for 120, 30 years, 40 years. These are the big corporations, the dynasties of this country that have ruled America, Rockefeller and children, Rockefeller foundations, non-governmental organizations. America has always been ruled by a small minority of very powerful people, not economically only, but in tied into the government through agencies like, the Federal Reserve and the SES, Senior Executive Services. And these individuals who have basically had strings attached to the politicians up to the president, the presidents of this country. That's just the way it's always been. That's the way it will always be. Then you have the military-industrial complex. You have all the agencies, DARPA. I mean, I need a list, but that my point is that Donald Trump, starting with Jimmy Carter up to the present, this individual has done more for the people of this country. Whether the people of this country, we make a lot of demands. It's like going to a football game. If we don't like the coaching staff, we scream, we yell, we protest at the calls maybe in football that the coach will make. We feel the coach should do this, but the coach does something other than what we want, and the fans get upset. Well, this is like a big football game, a basketball game, a baseball game. The people of this country, you have two teams, Republican, Democrat, and the people in the stands, that's what we are. We're people in the stands watching, complaining. But the thing is this, we are willing to throw the quarterback under the ship, under the icebreaker, because he doesn't do what we feel he should do when he is doing things that most of the people of this country, 90%, don't understand what he's doing. This man is the greatest president ever in the history of the United States of America. When he is no longer, he will not finish his 4-year term. He won't die. He's not going to die in this term. He is going to be replaced. He's going to be replaced by a cabal of ruthless devil worshipers. I have stated repeatedly over going back to my time beginning of my time on radio in Las Vegas, Nevada in 2005 in March. From that time forward, I have stated that the United States is in the Bible. Revelation chapter 17, is the beast structure. Revelation chapter 18 is the personality of the country, of the society. As a nation, we have always been, you could say, great, but never like we are presently due to Donald Trump. Eventually, everything that he is doing for this country, in fact, what he has been doing is he has been interfering with the plans of the people that have ruled this country since the late 1800s, early 1800s, actually. And they have an agenda. George Bush Sr., he commented, a new world order, a one world government, an order of the ages, the way that the Freemasons explain it, that this country is not going to be those that are at the helm of this country, in the Admiral's Bridge. They never intended to allow anyone at that bridge to give this country direction. But Donald Trump, he ended up in the Admiral's Bridge to direct this country away from the destructive ocean, the reefs, the big waves, the big swells, the waves roaring. And the American people will not understand it. Those that are even, you don't have to be a Trump hater. Those that, again, that are in the stands, that are doubting the decisions he makes, you don't see the whole game. You don't see the playbook. You don't know what he's doing. He's at war with rulers of this country, rulers of the United States of America, in the military, in all the agencies, the oil companies, the automotive companies, with the agencies within the government, all of the agencies, FBI, CIA, with senior executive service employees that a new president comes into a position, and he can't fire the old crowd that is entrenched like barnacles on a ship. They're impeding the flow of everything. But Donald Trump, he was never to be at the helm, to be at the Admiral's Bridge. Never. The only way he could ever be there is through the hand of God himself. And through the hand of Almighty God, Donald Trump was placed in 2016 and again here in 2024. But he will not finish this four-year term, because I don't want to shock you, but the next administration is already setting everything, preparing for the transfer of all that Donald Trump is doing. And Trump is actually going to help the next administration, which will be a totalitarian. I can say that much, to that degree. It will be a totalitarian administration. It will be the last administration of the United States of America. Donald Trump is the greatest president that the United States has ever had. That is due to media. It is due to technology. Donald Trump, you may not like what I'm going to tell you, but the beast system in Revelation chapter 13 cannot come to pass because the individuals that are going to rule the next administration do not have the ability to set up a system with all the players that need to be involved, like Palantir, the company, with Google, with Amazon. Amazon is actually A for America. Amazon is a government corporation. It is not, it's overseen by, I can't think of the man's name, but it is a government company. And this is why, no matter what, the owner, those that actually are employed to develop what is necessary for Amazon, the government, whatever they need financially, the government will supply it, has supplied it, will continue to supply it. It is not a, you know, it is not a private industry. It is a government corporation. Now, for those that are new listeners, in Revelation chapter 17, there's a riddle. Chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. 9, 10, and 11. There's a riddle in the Bible. The riddle has been hidden for roughly 2,000 years. But the riddle is now being revealed. And the riddle is, it goes like this. It's talking about simply the final seven presidents of a great empire in the years before Christ returns. And I'll read it starting with verse 9. You have to have an understanding mind. The revelation says, this calls for an understanding mind, a mind that is able to grasp what is going to be said. There are seven heads, seven mountains, on which a woman sits. Washington, D.C. sits on seven hills. There are also seven kings. The word kings has thrown everybody off. There are seven presidents, the final seven presidents of the United States of America. Verse 10, five of these kings have fallen, meaning they are no longer in power. They have come, they have gone. It also means, the word fallen, it means they are basically lost. There's no redemption, to be honest with you. Five are fallen, one is. The sixth individual is. He takes position in an eight-year term, according to American law, and he never, ever really leaves power. He is. It's a continuation. It is like a drawing a line off to the horizon. He never leaves power, though he may not be in the White House. He still exists. He still has power behind the scenes because he's going to return again. He's going to be the king or the president that replaces the seventh king. Five are fallen, One is, the other has not yet come. When this seventh king comes, he must remain for only a short time. He should have had two back-to-back terms. But the sixth king and his hidden army was able to keep the seventh king from having a back-to-back presidency. And the sixth king had the authority to, or the power with his cabal, to put in an individual named Joe Biden. Joe Biden was never president. He was the head of a corporation. He was being given orders. Things were being done on his behalf, signed on his behalf, though he never signed executive orders or bills. He was never legitimately, according to Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 through 11, he was never legitimately a president. He was an imposter. He was never elected. He was placed in power, but the seventh king had to return one more time because the seventh king had to finish what he had begun, to set up a system in the United States of America that, if left alone, would have given the American people the rest and the wealth that they needed, and the return of industry to this country. But it will never happen. It's not going to happen. But the seventh king, you might say, has to set the table, dress the table, put out all the utensils, has to ready the table for the next administration, because those in the next administration do not have the ability or the connections that the seventh king has. They have connections in dark, dark places, but they don't have the way and the ability that God has given Donald Trump, the vision that was needed, is needed, to work with the countries to actually be a protection for the nations internationally and the people of this country, of the United States. So his war is with the adversary within. The adversary within. Then also, the seventh king, his war is with an enemy without. The enemy without is centered in the city of London. It is an old, centuries-old group of very powerful royals, monarchs, families, and more importantly, a generational group of devil worshipers that serve Lucifer, that are in all of the different secret societies of Europe, Knights of Malta, Jesuits, Freemasons, Scottish Rite, all the different, the two different sides of Freemasonry. Then on this side of the ocean, we have Skull and Bones and others. But on the European side, whatever occult group, these are ancient occult groups that these royals have been a part of, even going back to the time of the Romans. So this seventh king, he is working with the nations, but at the same time, he is fighting not just individuals who sit in, Parliament in Europe, or presidents or prime ministers of Europe, but he's fighting against occult forces. You have to remember this. He's fighting occult forces within America and without internationally, outside of the boundaries of the United States of America. Now, the interpretation in Revelation 17, this is my view. My view will be tested. The seventh king is noble. He's honorable. He's a man with dignity. And he will be trashed verbally, assassination attempts, discredited, mocked. But one thing is, because he has been placed by God, to protect the American people and to use his abilities to set up the groundwork for the next administration, which we have to fulfill prophecy. And the Democrats, they don't have the giftings, the abilities, the vision that Donald Trump has. Their vision is just total, complete control of the world, using all of their gypsy individuals throughout the country to cause anarchy. They're all about anarchy. They're going to force Donald Trump out of office. There's going to be a power play. He will be removed. There's nothing he can do about it, but until he has completed what God wants him to complete for the next administration, he will remain, and those that continue to come against him, they will be removed. God is just, you can see the, like a bunch of, a pack of dogs trying to get him at the heels. But like a horse, he's kicking, hitting them in the head. Look at all the people that are no longer in politics because of Donald Trump. That has never been the case with any other previous president. Look at the trail of political catastrophe. Look what just happened in the midterms, in the primaries. It's continuing to happen. And the people that have pushed hardest at him, Mitch McConnell, the man is brain dead. Look at what happened with Joe Biden. Some say Joe Biden died before he was elected. They had to put somebody in, a replacement, a lookalike for Biden. But whoever is playing Biden's part, his brain is touched like the Caesars. There's a verse in Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's what Isaiah said. And anyone who, I'll just read it to you. No weapon fashioned against you will succeed. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And you may condemn every tongue that disputes you. Anyone who decides to bring accusations against Trump, they end up being exposed. Now, these verses were talking about Israel as a nation. No matter what happens, no matter what weapons are formed to destroy Israel, Israel is never going to be destroyed. The nation will exist. And those that come against the Jewish people, the leaders of Israel, these people are going to, they're what they say is going to be condemned. No one is going to dispute with them. Well, this in the principle is what's happened with Trump. Look at the casualties. Trump is like a stallion, and he's good with those back legs, and he's kicking these people in the head, so to speak, and they're no longer, you look at old, Judas Iscariot Pence. Where is he today? Where's Jeff Sessions? Where are all these people? There's nothing but casualties behind Trump going back 2015. Look at the casualties with the all of the men who were running for president in 2016 in the primaries. Where are they today? Most of them, casualties along the road. The reason I say this about Trump is because he's the seventh king in the Bible. There are other verses in the Old Testament. King Solomon speaks of a man who would eventually come to visit Israel and would go to the Western Wall and pray toward the temple. That was fulfilled 2017 in May when Donald Trump took his first international trip, Saudi Arabia to Israel. He went to the wall and fulfilled prophecy. He is Solomon's stranger. I don't want to get into that. I don't have time. But remember, the programs are archived on thispresenttruth.com, thispresenttruth.com, and the two sections, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site, and then I do discuss more in-depth prophecies that are happening in our time than the This Present Truth. I look at what's developing just in, regional, international news. So thispresenttruth.com and my mailing address, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Okay. Now, there is something interesting that Christ said about our time. And in Luke 17, verse 20, the Pharisees, the religious people of the day, they come to Christ and they ask Jesus, "When is God's kingdom coming?" He replies, "God's kingdom isn't coming with signs that are easily noticed." God's kingdom isn't coming with signs that are easily noticed. There are things happening presently, worldwide, and we see them, we read about them, we hear on the news, the Iran situation, Ukraine and Russia, China, Taiwan, problems down in South America, in this country. But these signs are not easily noticed or easily understood. But these signs, everything that we see, more earthquakes, more volcanoes, there are things happening in the constellations, but not easily understood or noticed. Nor will God's people say, "Look, here it is," or "There it is." Do you see? God's kingdom is already among you. The kingdom of God, when Christ went and cast demons out of the Gergesenes, in the area of Caesarea Philippi, the kingdom of God and power came at that time when he was casting demons out. Well, today, there are more demons, more occult activity, not in an area in Israel, in a little area to where Christ went the first time. But he's coming back because demonic activity would be worldwide, and it would be noticed through media, and Christ could not come back until we would have the ability to communicate what is happening globally in real time. Years ago, people were saying Christ could come at any time. No. Media was still in its infancy, even in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s, at the turn of the century. Media exploded after Michael McKibben and his leaders group, the group that he worked with, were able to crack the digital code, and we have Facebook. We have all these different ways to communicate, TikTok, etc. It was not Mark Zuckerberg that did that. Zuckerberg is a thief, like his family. His real name is Mark Greenberg Rockefeller Zuckerberg. He's a thief, like his grandparents. He didn't invent anything. He stole the technology from Michael McKibben and the patents. Rockefeller Zuckerberg, he's nothing. He's just another fool in the world with power. He's just as unrighteous as his lineage. And it's the same with the Fords and the Oppenheimers and the Morgans, with all these people. They're all corrupt. But the thing is, they're needed, because they have the way. They have the ability to take a concept and bring it to market. So we have to give it to them. The race war in this country, the black people that are complaining about the white race. As a pastor, I say that any black pastor, Hispanic, Asian, white, doesn't matter, any pastor who is racist, that has a problem with any race, needs to leave ministry. God is a God of diversity. There are the different nations with all the different cultures, because God expresses himself through the different cultures, the different colors of people. But these people, it is the white man that gave us the railroads, the white man that gave us the cell phone. It are these people that in Europe and this country, basically of the lineage of Noah's son Japheth. Noah had a son, Japheth. Japheth was given the ability as a white person to develop technology and to create great things all through the ages, through the last 3,000 plus years. It was given to the light-skinned, fair-haired, light-eyed people. So black, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. God designed it that way. That's the way it has been. All right. And also, it would be Japheth. It would be the white people that would carry religion to the world. It would be the base, the foundation of religion would come out of Israel through Moses and especially through Christ. Christ gave the laws of Moses a new dimension, a powerful dimension, not just doing things, but living within the power of the Holy Spirit inside. And where did the religion go? It went north into Asia Minor, Turkey. To who? To whom? The light-skinned, light-eyed, light-haired people. Japheth was given the responsibility eventually to carry religion, the true religion, through rebirth to the nations. And it was the white people coming out of Europe, coming into the United States, that spread Christianity, which changed this country. It was the foundation of this country. And the devil hated it. This is why at the end, when this country eventually will turn completely to the dark side, it will. It's happening. It'll turn to the dark side, and it will be the end of this country. God will have to judge the evil and the witchcraft. I'll give you a clue. Revelation 13, an individual that will create an image that must be worshipped. Where does that come from? It's not Saudi Arabia. Not going to be Israel. It won't be out of Europe. These two individuals, not be out of Islam. They may be dark-skinned, one of them. But it will be established in the United States of America. And I know that this is very difficult to even entertain, to even consider, but you want to know the truth. And the truth is freeing. It will free you. Don't look to hardships coming from other nations here. The hardship began here to the people in this country and then to the nations. On programs in Vegas, before I left Vegas, came to Colorado, returned, and my time on a radio station here in northern Colorado, I have repeatedly stated what I'm going to state again today, because there's a new audience. The end of the last century, the coven people, the people that serve Satan, that worship Satan, Lucifer, they made a bold statement. They said the coming century, the century we're in, would be a satanic century. That's what the devil worshipers stated. That's what they proclaimed over the United States of America. This century would be a satanic century. Now, I go back to 66, 70s, witchcraft here in Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, all up and down the Front Range, out to Greeley, Colorado, northern Colorado. And the witchcraft, I would go into Boulder late after I graduated from high school in the late 60s. And I didn't quite understand what I was seeing at that time. But a lot of people wearing crystals and worshiping frogs and burning incense and beads. And I didn't quite understand witchcraft at the time, but I knew I didn't like it. I wasn't a Christian. I wasn't yet born again. But in Boulder, Colorado, up on the hill, it was a Mecca. It's like going to Sedona, Arizona. It was a Mecca of these long-haired, and a lot of them were dirty. They were rank, as in smelly. They were definitely in need of a dunking out in the river, not to be baptized, just to get dirt and stink off of them. Then there were the others. They were hippies that wore the bell bottoms, but they were more educated, I think. They were clean. They didn't get a lot of diseases. And there was a hippie culture in Boulder, Colorado, quite a bit of sexual disease going around. But I could tell a lot of these people were involved in witchcraft. I didn't know how deep the witchcraft was. I didn't know exactly what that meant till it became three abortion mills. One was the Planned Parenthood. Then there was another private doctor, a group that had a small clinic. They would perform legally abortions. And I'd heard that actually the abortion systems began in Boulder, Colorado back in like 1909. Then you had a third way in which to lose your children. It was through the occult covens. And you could go to the coven and you could talk to them, and they would be glad to take your fetus and kill it back then. So some of the people that worked at the university, worked for the city, were people of, you know, high stature. They didn't want to go to Planned Parenthood because they didn't want their children to be on a, you know, government, because government financing, you have to have records. So they go to this other guy, this other clinic, which is more, you know, it was private. But the most private were the covens. This would be a satanic century. America is, we are here. Now, what's different about this country, like on the Statue of Liberty, give us all your huddled masses. Well, these meant the masses that were poor, they were going to contribute to this country. They were going to build the railroads, build the cities, build the infrastructure. It wasn't talking about what's happening today. Now, what has happened for those of you that are very unspiritual, you don't know God, you don't believe in God, you're going to be affected. Whether you believe or you don't believe, you're going to be affected by witchcraft. These nations that are coming, these people from India, from Africa, the Middle East, South America, the islands, wherever they're coming from. Nature is, you know, oceans keep animals that are not normally in a nation. Some of the pythons, these people bring in these snakes, they want snakes. Well, when they don't want them anymore, they throw them in the swamp. Well, what I'm talking about is other type of snakes spiritually. All of the Hindu witchcraft, the Indian witchcraft, the witchcraft coming from China, Buddhism, Santeria from the islands, witchcraft coming out of every nation in South America, voodoo from Haiti. Then you have more sophisticated witchcraft in Eyes Wide Shut type of witchcraft out of Europe. All of this witchcraft has jumped the ocean, come to America. So in this country, you have every form of witchcraft. People may be worshiping different gods, but it's not the one true God that created all of the other gods. Christ, you know, in the beginning, all of the angels were created and they had free will. Some rebelled. They became the gods that are ruling the nations. And then God is using the balance of the angels that were still holy and pure to protect the people of the nations from the gods that are attempting to destroy mankind, to end anyone that was created in the image of God. But all these religions that have come here, they're powerful. Different techniques, different ways in which to reach that invisible world, but still very powerful. And now to disturb you a little more, it's in every city in this nation, every state, every county, every city, every precinct, and people poo-poo, make light of, dismiss the thought that they might be, that you may not even know you're bumping elbow with maybe the chief of police or some of the officers in the police department, doctors in hospitals, some of the RNs, some of the staff, hiring attorneys that are part of the coven. Just because people are professional doesn't mean that they're not part of covens. The eye-opening movie for me, which I did not want to see, was the Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. But the Lord nudged me on a Friday night to get the movie. I got it on a Friday. This is back when you could rent DVDs. And I waited till Saturday and I didn't want to see it. But I just felt I needed to watch it, and bingo. There was the witchcraft that I was familiar with. Doctors, judges, powerful people, beautiful people, handsome people, evil people, wealthy, wealthy, powerful lineages, and there it was. That is the, I guess you could put it this way, of all witchcraft, it's white. It's Japheth. And it is sophisticated. They have the wealth that they need. And it's in all cultures. You know, Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. All three of those boys, eventually their lineages would be involved in the occult. So it's not just the white people. It would be the Jewish people. It would be the Semitic people. It would be the black people. The world needs to, and now the world is, you know, having, you might say, a, you have these inoculations of the to be inoculated from the COVID. Well, this God is wanting the world to be inoculated to understand that you need to protect yourself from worshiping anything. Angels, do not worship angels. I know many Christians who pray to angels. You cannot pray to anybody but Jesus Christ himself. If you do, you're going to get something that is powerful, something that is real, but it's not going to be Christ. It will be one of those fallen entities and their whole cavalry of demons with every rank doing every kind of evil. And now it is more common when you go to different websites, whether it be Rumble or even TikTok, you can see the YouTube. You can see YouTube all the time talking about these families that have been in the Illuminati, that have been in the Illuminati for hundreds of years. It's right there on YouTube. Go to YouTube U and learn. This is what's coming to this country and what is holding it back. I'm telling you, when Donald Trump is removed, you can hate him all you want, dislike him, disagree with him, you get to decide. But I'm telling you, when Donald Trump is removed illegally from office, then the hardship to this country is going to come, and it will never abate, ever. It will get worse month by month by month by month. And the only one that is going to help you, help the world, is God Jesus. He's the only one that is going to help this world. And he said, if I don't return, no flesh will be saved. He stated boldly, if I don't return, no flesh will be saved. Little Fifi, little Bandit, little Buttons, you know. No flesh will be saved. The little kittens, the dogs, all the creatures of the world, and mankind. Most importantly, the only creature created in the image of God. No flesh will be saved. I've been considering for quite a while, to be honest. I've always been honest with the audience. But sometimes if there's a snake in the garage, you got to tell the people there's a snake in the garage. And it's not a garden snake. So the people need to be warned. You know, at night, have you ever had something land on your face? Well, you don't know what kind of a spider it is, but it scares the living daylights out of you. It's happened to me like once or twice in my lifetime, but I'm quick enough to leave a fingerprint or a handprint on my face, but I made sure that I killed whatever it was that was going to try to get me. Be cocooned overnight and not be able to get free. So anyhow, podcasts are on thispresenttruth.com, both sections, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site or the Present Truth site. P.O. Box, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Very shortly, God is willing, God has worked it out where I'll be on Rumble. I'll let you know. But until then, may the Lord God, Jesus God, protect you and keep you. May he help you. Bye.